With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The Senate has approved a $460 billion package of spending bills in time to meet a midnight deadline for avoiding a shutdown of many key federal agencies.
The measure has already passed the House. It now goes to President Biden to be signed into law. Lawmakers have been negotiating a second package of six bills, including defense, in an attempt to have all federal agencies fully funded by the March 22nd deadline.
That's correspondent Mike Kempin reporting. President Biden hits the campaign trail.
On Friday, Biden spoke in Pennsylvania. The campaign says that he and the vice president will visit every major swing state in the coming week. They'll also be launching a $30 million ad campaign. President Biden will be in Wisconsin next Wednesday. It will be his fourth trip to Wisconsin in the past 7 months. First Lady Jill Biden was in Waukesha last weekend. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
A bill that could ban TikTok is advancing out of committee. The House Energy and Commerce Committee unanimously voted to advance the bipartisan bill on Friday. It would require the social media app's China-based parent company, ByteDance, to divest from the app. If the bill gets passed into law, ByteDance would then have about 5 months to sell TikTok. France's constitution now recognizes what it calls a guaranteed right to abortion.
Present. Justice Minister Eric Dupont-Moretti uses a 19th century printing press to seal the amendment in France's constitution at a special public ceremony. Applause filled the cobblestone Place Vendôme as France became the first country to explicitly guarantee abortion rights in its national charter. While abortion is a deeply divisive issue in the US, it's legal in nearly all of Europe and overwhelmingly supported in France, where it's seen more as a question of public health rather than politics. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
This is SRN News. The Orthodox Church of Greece is banning two local lawmakers who supported a landmark law allowing same-sex civil marriage.
Church authorities on the Greek island of Corfu accused the two lawmakers of committing the deepest spiritual and moral error in voting for the law, which was approved last month. In a statement, officials said that the lawmakers who supported the same-sex civil marriage law cannot consider themselves active members of the church. The socially conservative Church of Greece has strongly opposed the reform, preaching against it and pressuring lawmakers to reject it. Greg Clugston, SRN News.
More than a quarter of female black voters describe abortion as their top issue in this year's presidential election. That's according to a survey from health policy research firm KFF. The findings signal a significant shift from previous election years. That's when white religious voters were more likely to name abortion as their top priority. This is SRN News. America's employers delivered another healthy month of hiring in February, adding a surprising 275,000 jobs, and again showcasing the U.S. economy's resilience even in the face of those high interest rates. Last month's job growth marked an increase from a revised gain in January. Those military Ospreys flying again after a crash that killed eight.
U.S. Naval Air Systems Command on Friday announced the return of the Ospreys, which fly like an airplane and convert to a helicopter. Japan's defense minister says his nation will likewise return its Ospreys to flight status following an adequate analysis of the crash. Before clearing the Ospreys, U.S. officials said they put increased attention on its prop rotor gearbox, instituted new limitations on how it can be flown, and added maintenance inspections. The U.S. fleet was grounded December 6th, the week after a CV-22B Osprey crashed off Yakushima Island.
That's Keith Peters. More on these stories at srnnews.com.